Russ, what was most disappointing about that tonight?
Well, the whole performance. It's not what we want to stand for as a team and a club. As a leader of the club, I'm bitterly disappointed and really embarrassed, really. So, and hopefully, I think they will. The play group, led by Nathan, will feel the same. So we need to go to the break, we need to reassess, and we need to make some changes, because we can't just roll along.
What sort of changes? Do you mean personnel changes or game style, or what are you talking about?
No, well, we ask ourselves that the question as coaches. What's changed? So if you think, well, 0-2, then you win 6 out of 7. So you're 6-1 against some, you know, I think it's Bulldogs, Essendon in there, Richmond, Melbourne, Carlton. There's some formidable teams, North Melbourne. So clearly the principles that we asked to be employed stand up. So really we'll just ask the players what's changed. And look, I thought our midfield got obliterated. It's one and lost in the midfield, and they got obliterated. They couldn't get near them. If they won it, they'll strip, or they couldn't touch it. It was 0-12 clearances and lots of entries for them, you know. Zorko was inside, then on a wing. And so that was really disappointing, I thought. I thought Martin around the ground, which we knew, was fantastic with his spread. I thought Zorko, I thought Beams got to work. Cutler on a wing and those sort of things. So at the end of the day, we can shy away from it, but the midfield got obliterated, so they need to assess themselves and stand up.
And in regards to the midfield, Ross, I mean, you never want to put too much emphasis on one player, but how big was the loss of Sandy in that?
Yeah, look, I'm a bit confused because Sandy didn't play tonight.
That's what I mean. So he didn't play. So how significant was his loss in terms of the fact that the
in which week you're right, talking about? Stuff. Which Harrison. Week? Since he's when did he go out injured? What round? Yeah, what round?
We're both confused now.
Yeah, no, I'm a bit confused.
I'm just asking how important was Aaron Sandilands' loss tonight, given the midfield got obliterated, as you said?
Well, it's really hard to compare, because you like to compare apples to apples, don't you? Which is, we didn't play Brisbane last week or the week before that. And Aaron didn't play in those games, so I'm really here to talk about it. Well, we understand Aaron's a good player, but people need to come in and around league footy, you look around, people come in and play their roles. So that's really the point I'm making. I mean, if I come in and talk about Aaron Sandilands, it'd be, and make excuses. I'm not the coach I'd like to be, and we're not the club or the team we'd like to be. So we need to look at it without being difficult. It's easy to go to that. But Aaron's not going to play forever, you know. So we need to improve, play what's in front of us, and the personnel that's in front of us is really the point I'm making.
Brisbane were rested, obviously, with the bye, and you guys having a six-day break and travel, did that have any sort of effect?
No, if anything, it should work the other way. They should be a bit of inertia getting back into gear, you know, and we should be ready to go, match hardened and ready. So if anything, they did really well. You know, we missed an opportunity to sort of get to work.
Did you take any positives out of tonight?
Oh, gee whiz, there'd be few and far between. You know, we lost Gray earlier with the hamstring, so it's disappointing for him. I thought Brennan Cox, you know, what we are doing, we're exploring our list and finding out, and this will bring some urgency to that. So Cox played, I thought he showed some footy nous, and Luke Ryan in his second game, he shows that he can kick the ball. You know, we'd like more players that can kick the ball well and distribute it well, because they let you flow, so... And probably a bit of leg speed as well. So, but in saying that, you don't talk about those things when you're winning. But yeah, I think Luke Ryan, another game, you know, hopefully he'll start to grow a bit more than he is. And I thought Cox showed a couple of things that, you know, over a 2-3-4 year period can develop into a good player. That's the aim. So, you know, they're the little things. I wouldn't have thought too much else.
4 debutants, I think, now this season. Can we expect more in the near future?
I would have thought so. I would have thought so.
Who's close? I think you mentioned Darcy recently.
Yeah, I can't remember. I think you got me a bit of a disadvantage. I think tonight's performance, we don't want to stand for. Clearly, internally, it's not sitting very comfortably. So to talk about potential debutants who's available, I think we'd get back and the cold light of day assess it. And we've got a few long-term injuries, more than we'd like, but we'll assess. There's a couple of guys there.
So you're 6-6 at the bye. How do you sort of see that sitting?
It's irrelevant, to be honest. It's really irrelevant. And look, internally, we liked it. We liked that we'd won. And but you're only as good as your last performance. So, you know, you add up the wins and losses. We need to improve our football, and we need to get a midfield that can be competitive against fierce, quick opposition. At the minute, we're not getting it done. That's the bottom line.
Do you know how that's happened with the midfield? Because you've still got guys like Neil and Mundy and Fife and all these types that are proven players. Do you know how it's sort of...
Well, that's probably the thing, you know, for footy. You're only as good as your next performance. And we, as a coach and a player, we all sit in that. Otherwise, you're just a name.
Any other injuries aside from Gray?
No, Gray. There's bits and pieces, but Gray was significant.
Yeah.
Thanks, Russ.
No, you're right.